Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga podcast. I'm Manu Feit and I'm not joined by Matt. I'm not joined by Stefan and I'm not joined by Sepp. We had to make a few changes this week because lots of my colleagues on leave, on holiday, or busy with other things. I know I promised a deep dive into St. Pauli with Sepp. That is still going to happen. It's just going to be next week. So stay tuned for that. But that's okay because I am joined by Marie Schulte-Bockum, a freelance journalist from Munich. She does tons of things, very experienced. Been on the podcast before with my colleague Stefan. I think, Marie, you and I have also recorded in the past. I'm not 100% certain. But first of all, welcome back to the show. How's it going? And I know you do a lot of things. So why don't you catch up our listeners on the things that you are busy with?
Sure. Thanks, Manu. I'm glad to be on. I've definitely been on twice, maybe even more times. I think the first time I came on the show was still during COVID. I was living in New York at the time.
Let's don't remember that.
Yeah. The dark ages, exactly. I live in Munich. I lived here once before and between 2018 and 2020 and then again since 2022. And yeah, so I'm a freelance journalist. I mostly work for Sport 1, a German national news site, and for the DFL, so the Bundesliga, basically. For them, I do the English language interviews as a field reporter on match days. So this weekend, for example, I'm going to Freiburg for the Freiburg v Wolfsburg game. And so Christian Streich's second to last home match, which will be really special.
Yeah.
And and then I write for Forbes and do some things for the BBC on the side just to keep up my English language journalism as well. And really glad to be on.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing we share, right? I also do write for Forbes on the side, mostly on the business side of football, German football. You do so much. It's very impressive. And I'm really curious to hear your thoughts on Freiburg when you've gone there. Is that their last home game? No, it's not, is it?
No, but I'm also there for their last home game, which will be super emotional. And last year I was there for Niels Petersen's last home game. And even that was already a big deal. So I can't imagine what they'll do for Christian Streich. And the fans there, they do have a special, it's not the loudest stadium in Germany, but they have a really good faithful crowd, you know. And last year for Niels Petersen's last game, it was a tearjerker. You know, they brought him up into the ranks and had him drink like a Schwarzwaldsaft or something. It's very peculiar. Like, you know, it's in the Black Forest. It's a student town. If anyone, you know, follows Freiburg a little bit, it's a special club. It has its own very unique culture, and they did a really good job of showcasing that. So I'm looking forward to seeing how they, give Christian Streich a farewell after such a long time.
Yeah, that's going to be a topic for sure. We have done a deep dive into Christian Streich's time at Freiburg. Matt Ford and I have. If you want to listen back to it, if you haven't listened to it yet, it's in the Gegenpressing archives. Speaking of deep dives with Matt Ford, Matt and I yesterday recorded a podcast on the, we called it, restructuring of the two big clubs in German football, Borussia Dortmund and Bayern Munich, and where they are in their respective rebuilds, right? Lots of things going on at Dortmund with Lars Ricken now being appointed, of course. So if you want to listen to that, give that a listen. Lots of stuff going on at Bayern Munich, and we spoke in great lengths about the fact that Julian Nagelsmann rejected Bayern Munich and now they're essentially left with just the one candidate, Ralf Rangnick. Matt and I gave lots of thoughts on Ralf Rangnick and whether he's going to be the right fit there or not. And, you know, because that is a topic that's becoming hotter and hotter and hotter. I mean, Marie, when you read between the lines, it does sound like Ralf Rangnick will become the next Bayern Munich coach. Of course, it's not confirmed yet. That is something that I need to point out before we go into this topic, that, you know, nothing is confirmed until you see the guy sitting at the press conference. If it's a player holding up the jersey, if it's a coach, I don't know what they hold up, but, you know, they're there. So it's not 100% confirmed yet, but it does point into that direction, doesn't it?
It does. And it almost seems like there's no going back now because the details are being finessed out and all over the Munich press. Just walking around today, you know, you have these news stands where they have the local papers and it's all the headlines are just about Rangnick and Bayern. I will say, though, as a little caveat, kind of what you were saying, Rangnick does have precedent of pulling out last minute out of seemingly secure deals. So, for example, in 2021, there was an almost attempted coup d'etat at Schalke where there was like this anti-board group that wanted to reinstate Rangnick and had already had his yes. And it looked like he was going to take over the club and kind of be the man in charge of everything, which, you know, he's been before at Hoffenheim and Leipzig at different occasions. And then that didn't happen and that fell through. And before he's also negotiated, I believe it was ages ago, Everton. So he's been, you know, discussed at clubs before where then it didn't work. Of course, at AC Milan, of course, comes to mind where he...
Right.
Paolo Maldini really spoke very poorly of him after kind of saying, oh, this guy wanted complete control, which, you know, we know he's like that, but clearly they didn't. and so he does this sometimes, but I think, you know, it's a little, you know, the Fingerspitzengefühl, you know, the little touches or like just the little clarity that we have. I think he wouldn't pull something like that with Bayern Munich. It just wouldn't work. So I think, I would say it looks like it's going through. And basically a week ago, that would have really surprised me. So it's amazing how quickly time, you know, can change things.
I mean, as we pointed out yesterday on the show, there isn't really much else out there for Bayern Munich because everyone else has kind of rejected them. I personally think I would have liked to see something more out of the box. You know, one person that I brought up, Matt brought up because I talked to him recently, was Fabian Hürzeler from St. Pauli, who is a Bayern Munich product, right? A young up-and-coming head coach, but I guess they didn't have the guts to do this. And this seems almost like it's so odd to call Rangnick a safe option because he's anything but. And anyone who's followed Ralf Rangnick's career knows that he is an innovator. He is in many ways the father of modern German football, isn't he? But he's also so very complicated. I mean, you already mentioned his ability to pull out of done deals. There's also the fact that he's walked away from clubs when things didn't go his way. Hoffenheim comes to mind. Schalke too, a little bit. No, Schalke was mental health, right? Want to really point this out. Now it could be Austria. There's a quote that was posted by ORF earlier today. By the Austrian sporting director Peter Schöttl, and he said Rangnick feels very, very comfortable at the ÖFB, this is the Austrian Football Federation, and appreciates the work here. The goals we achieved over the past 2 years are a great thing for everyone involved. When a club like Bayern Munich comes knocking, it's understandable you think about the interest. We are close to the Euros with big goals. Of course, there will be a deadline from Bayern Munich because they also want to know. I'm hopeful that Ralf will not only choose us, but will also be an Austrian team coach for the next few years. I think it is a decision will have to be done in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Oh, sorry, 2 weeks. I mean, he just signed there and he's done good work and now he might walk away, which, you know, would also be very fitting.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a little bit harsh perhaps because he has been there for...
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.